Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to this bonus podcast episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And Greg, as you well know, we love talking about music that doesn't always fit in the regular episode. We never run out of stuff to add to the Desert Island Jukebox or to pay tribute to folks. But our producer, Alex Claiborne, is such a Boy Genius superfan. As am I. One of my top albums so far of 2023. I can't imagine a ton of great music coming out that's going to knock it out of the top 10 somewhere. You know, we don't do a lot of concert reviews because concerts are ephemeral, right? They happened here in Chicago. Who cares? You know, but I think that this tour that Boy Genius has been on, part of it opening for Taylor Swift and part of it headlining, is definitely worth discussing. And I'm eager to hear what Alex thought. We're going to dive into that in a minute. I want to remind everybody first that these bonus podcasts are made possible by our Patreon supporters. And if you support us on Patreon, like James Lee of Tallahassee, Florida, you're helping make that come to you. Let's hear from Alex in a minute. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We are back, and Alex Claiborne, our producer, is the woman on the scene in the Boy Genius Tour for Sound Opinions. Alex, this band has been entrancing us for years, individually and now collectively. So there's a lot to live up to. There's a tremendous amount of hype preceding this album. They gave us a great interview right around the time the album was released. Mm-hmm. What did these songs sound like on stage when you went to see them? Set it up. Tell us where you were and when this concert happened.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for having me on the bonus episode today. And I did want to make a quick correction before we move on that Boy Genius did not open for Taylor Swift. It was Phoebe Bridgers, but
Phoebe
solo. Did bring on Lucy Dacus and Julian Baker on stage, and they played some music together. So you're not technically wrong.
I was only 50%. Wrong.
Yeah,
okay,
you were
good.
Mostly
well, this
there.
Is usually, Alex, this is what you and Andrew are doing behind the scenes.
Right.
And so, saving us from ourselves. Yeah.
Exactly. But that's beside the point. So I went to go see Boy Genius the third week in June in Chicago, and it was part of the Reset Music Festival, which this is the first year they're doing it. It's a traveling music festival made up of 3 days of artists, and it's headlined one night by Steve Lacy, one night by Boy Genius, and one night by LCD Sound System. And there are other artists on the bill for each day. And so the Reset Festival was held at a park in Chicago, and I went on Saturday to see Boy Genius. It's no secret that I think Boy Genius, Muna, they're some of my favorite bands, and so I had to go check it out. And
you don't like to go stand in a sweaty crowd. You don't do that for nobody, except it has to be Boy Genius level, yeah.
Yes, it has to be a big draw for me. And I will say, you know, in terms of music festivals, oftentimes they're very overcrowded and oversold. Mm-hmm. I will say for this festival, there was room to breathe. You could get to a porta potty. You could get to food. The lines weren't too crazy. And for me, as an elderly person turning 31 next month, that is important. I don't have time in my life to faint from overheating and not being able to get to food or water. So
it's only idiot who think that they deserve to be treated that way. You know, concert audiences deserve better. This is a recurring theme of Sound Opinions.
Yes. And yes, is the food expensive? Sure. I got in, I got out. You know, at the end of the day, I think that is also a bummer sometimes about music festivals, is feeling like you're trapped and you can't get up and do things. But to answer your question, Greg, I did want to do, you know, some prefacing so that if anybody else going to see one of these shows is like, what might this be like? This was my experience. I will say that they played for about 90 minutes and the set list was great. They're really interesting live performers because I would say that all three of them have certainly a more introverted side, but yet they perform so extrovertedly. So they are making jokes. There's one point where Phoebe's guitar stopped working at the beginning of a song, so we had to pause, kind of get that set up, and her and Julian did a riff back and forth talking, kind of like, the show must go on, and it's like, sometimes it shouldn't. it was really... You could feel the happy, excited environment both on stage and in the crowd. I think everyone was really excited and had been waiting all day to see them. And actually, Lucy Dacus had a concussion and still performed in the show. She didn't play as much guitar, and she was wearing sunglasses. And this information had come out. She did the same at the Toronto show, which was, I believe, one or two nights before, where she said, hey, I have a concussion. I'm going to wear these sunglasses. The doctor said it was okay for me to do this. And she later tweeted, I'm not trying to glamorize this or encourage other people to do this. This is my own personal decision. I think that artists should be able to postpone or cancel a show if they are ill or not feeling up to it physically or emotionally. This was her personal
decision. And she wasn't hiding behind the shades like Lou Reed.
Yes, exactly. She's like, there's a very good reason why I'm sitting down and have sunglasses
on. Let me play producer for half a second, Alex, and remind people that Boy Genius is a supergroup of three women who have had extraordinary success as solo singer-songwriters, Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. Now, okay, it sounds like one of the things you're saying, Alex, is the same wonderful friendship, camaraderie, and support that you and I did the interview with Boy Genius, that we experienced from these three extraordinary talents in person conveys on stage.
Yes, you could feel the support for one another, especially with, you know, Lucy's situation. And they also did some fun friend kissing, which is, you know, sometimes you just got to make out on stage. It's a thing that happens and it's very fun. But to answer your question regarding the set list, it was great because they did start out with a lot of material from the new album, The Record. And that was really exciting, and they played, you know, Emily, I'm Sorry, and $20, and they saved Strong Enough for the end, which was kind of a high point of the show. And in the middle, it was a lot more solo songs by the members of Boy Genius. It was a lot more introspective and more ballad-oriented, whereas some things like, you know, Satanist off of The Record is kind of like a head-banging, rock-oriented song. So that was kind of the beginning of the show. The middle was kind of more chill, and people, for the most part, I think were being really respectful, because sometimes you go to a festival and people are talking during, you know, maybe slower songs. I mean, now were some people saying like, last call for pizza during like a ballad? Yes, that happened. but sometimes people need to know. They need to stay fueled. They need to stay ready.
Yeah. Were they playing songs from the EP? Where they had the 6-song EP, which kind of... I thought that was just a terrific start to their career. You know, three great songwriters, and you wonder how it's going to work out. So they did play stuff off that record.
Vault in the Wound, which is probably my favorite song off that record. They played that as an encore. And I did really miss Lucy's shredding on the guitar. That song, especially at the end. But she still sang beautifully. It was fantastic. They played Me and My Dog, which is a big, probably the most popular song off of that album, which I believe was just called Boy Genius. And people went crazy. People were singing along. So they did play several of those songs and they went over well. Some of the solo songs they played Graceland 2 off of Punisher, which Lucy and Julian are featured on. That was really cool to be able to see that song come to life with everyone who is a main part of it.
Good. So you were thoroughly satisfied.
I was. And I will say that I'm someone, I like to know a lot of the songs when I go to a concert and feel like I am involved. I think if you were wandering by and you're like, what's this? You would still enjoy it. But it was as someone who enjoys the artists as individuals and as a collective already, it was really fun. And I'm glad that I went. I would encourage other people, if you are a fan of them, to get tickets to their tour, which I believe is ongoing, or see them at, you know, an upcoming Reset festival.
Or see him inside at a theater close to air conditioning.
Yes, that would be nice. That would have been my first choice. But
yes, I
know. Because you guys know I have some seasonal allergies, and when you're sitting in the grass, you're like, Jesus, take the wheel. So,
well, we're talking to you today from Chicago, where it's under, you know, this haze of smoke because Canada's on fire. I saw somebody said I went to step outside and get some fresh air, and I felt like I had a pack of Marlboro Reds.
Yes.
It's like, geez. But it's not just you, Alex. You know, my good friends, Eric Jensen and Jessica Blank, they're a high school age daughter, telling me messages about, she's going to see them. Dad's taking me to see them. And people were so excited about this tour. They're connecting with an audience in a way that is deep and profound.
I agree. And I think a good example of this is something that Phoebe said to the crowd towards the beginning of the show, which was after, I believe, the first song or two, whose tummy hurts? And everyone said, yeah. And then she said, who's having an allergy attack? And everyone said, me, I am. And then last she said, who rubs sunscreen in their eyes? And we all said, we did. So that was definitely.
They're one of us. They're in it with
exactly,
us.
Exactly. You know, the tummy hurting tribe. You know, I had a $9 ice cream sundae and it was good. Was it $9 good? Who's to say? But it was good.
Right. Well, the challenge outside is you got to eat it before it melts.
Yes. Well, it was a particularly hot day. The whole weekend was about in the high 80s, so it was pretty toasty.
I hear they open with a tape of the Boys Are Back in Town, the Thin Lizzy song.
Yes, that is their intro song. The pre-show soundtrack was great. They had a Muna song. They had Melissa Etheridge's Come to My Window. And then they played Boys by Charlie XCX. And then they played The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy right before they come out.
Yeah.
And then they do behind the stage, they do the acoustic version of Without You, Without Them, which is that acoustic number that opens the record, which was a really fun way to begin. And I don't know if you guys saw their performance in Nashville where they performed in drag. Boy Genius did, because it is illegal in Tennessee
I heard about that. Yeah.
And their drag names are pretty good. I guess in the podcast I can say them because we can be a little spicier. But trigger warning, Phoebe's was Queef Urban, like Keith Urban. Lucy's was Lucille Balls with a Z. And my favorite was Julian's, which was She Needed Tums. Like the name was She Needed Tums, which I was like, you know what?
They got a sense of humor. They got attitude. They got style.
I love it.
It's wonderful. Thank you for that wonderful on-the-scene report, Alex. We won't send you out in the 90-degree heat again.
You know what? It's worth it. There's a short list of people I would stand in the heat for, and Boy Genius is on it. So thank you guys for letting me talk about it and you know, it was great fun.
Yeah, let's send Andrew out to Metal Fest in Milwaukee. What do you think? see 3 days, 14-hour days of death metal.
Yeah.
As always, this bonus episode of Sound Opinions was produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thank you for listening and for supporting the show.